It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's look a little more closely now at the latest unemployment numbers. Once again, those numbers are that the unemployment rate held steady at 9.5% last month, but overall the American economy lost 131,000 more jobs than were created. We're going to talk about this with NPR's Yuki Noguchi, who's in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so 131,000 jobs lost net. How'd that happen?
Well, what happened was a lot of temporary jobs that the census had hired for went away, and that business hiring, which was expected to be more robust than it has been, wasn't so great. It was 71,000 jobs were added in the private sector, so it wasn't enough to offset the loss.
Although if you say 71,000 jobs were added in the private sector, things are still growing, just growing very sluggishly, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. This points to an economy that's pretty weak. There are a couple of really big underlying concerns here. The first is what I mentioned earlier, that businesses aren't hiring enough. And that's because, you know, businesses, small business sales haven't picked up and credit's still tight for them. Even though there have been all these tax breaks for small businesses and jobs bills designed to spur them to hire, you know, that nut hasn't been cracked. And the second big worry is that millions of people, you know, have just given up looking for work altogether. And those are discouraged workers. So that number increased by 400,000 over last year. And these are people who aren't even looking for a job. They're not even in the labor market. And that kind of embodies the dispirited nature of this labor market.
Oh, and you have a sense there of millions of people who maybe were spending a lot of money just a few years ago checking out of the labor market entirely, having to accept a more modest existence, which means that the economy has a drag to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it might be a vicious cycle, but, you know, what I'm told is that it's neither vicious, but it's certainly not virtuous. It's just, it's not enough hiring to get people to spend, and that means that businesses can't hire because they can't justify the expansion. And so that's where we have the problem. And economists say, you know, the key is really just jobs. We need more jobs to get this recovery underway.
When you look, Yuki Noguchi, at the Labor Department's latest numbers, do you find anything that would be considered good news?
Well,
the pause there speaks volumes, but please go ahead.
You know, if you're a glass half full person, which I think you are, Steve, then, you know, it's not
worse.
No, I'm
just the glass is the glass. But go on.
Okay.
Go on,
okay. Well, it's not worse, which is good. And, you know, in advance of this report coming out, the administration was hedging their bets. They were imagining our expectations. President Obama said that, you know, we're in this deep hole and it's going to just take some time for us to dig out of it. But the truth is, earlier this year, they had been hopeful that things would be better by now. Christina Romer, one of the president's key economic advisors, had told me earlier this year that businesses by this point would be hiring in greater numbers, but it hasn't. And, you know, today we find out that she's resigning and going back into academia. So, yeah. Hey, there's a job.
There's one job that's available at the White House if you feel qualified. But Yuki, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And here's Yuki Noguchi.